This is the On the Pony Express podcast,
part of the On3 Network.
Check out all the SMU coverage you need at ontheponyexpress.com. Now, here's your host, Billy Embody.
Billy Embody.
One, two, three. Here we go.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for joining me. Big weekend for SMU football as they picked up a commitment, a flip from a Big 12 commitment, and the Mustangs addressed a major position of need with it as well. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, I want to remind you guys to subscribe to ontheponyexpress.com for just a dollar for your first 2 months with code SMU1. That's SMU, the number one. Go over to ontheponyexpress.com. We have that special deal for you guys today. So make sure you take advantage of that. Get all the Junior Day reaction from myself, Steve Wiltfong. We had a new RPM pick go in as well. So this is a huge week to be on the site and get hooked up. That two-month deal basically gets you all the way to the start of spring ball, or maybe into spring ball now that I think about it. So huge opportunity for you guys to join our message board and get all the scoop. And before we get into that commitment, guys, wanted to share with you guys that, of course, we are presented by our friends at Northwest Insurance Agency. Mark Viasana, SMU alum, he'll take care of you. He'll take a look at your current policy and coverage, see what you're paying, and make sure that everything checks out, whether it's home, auto, other services. He can discuss your current rates, coverage, and where you may lack protection. He'll also talk some SMU football or basketball. He's headed up to watch SMU play at Virginia Tech this week. So 214-352-5656 is where you can reach Mark at, or you can email him, markv@nwagencies.com. So appreciate his support of the On the Pony Express podcast. So it was a big weekend for SMU football and basketball, I'll add, and we'll talk about some of the recruiting angles of all of that. But do want to lead off with the news of a commitment as Rob Likens went out to the state of California to get this commitment out of the junior college ranks, a lost art in today's day and age of the transfer portal. But Link Rhodes, a Delta College wide receiver, fast one, 10.5, 900 meter dash, flipped his commitment on Sunday from Arizona State to SMU. The Mustangs beat out the Sun Devils, another college football playoff team, for his commitment. And look, this is a prospect that SMU quietly got in for an official visit this past weekend, and he gave them his commitment and ended up going public on Sunday. He caught 46 passes for 607 yards and four scores in this past season at Delta College, 13.2 yards per catch. Also had San Diego State, Wyoming, Sacramento State, New Mexico, Louisiana Tech, and others. So this is definitely an under-the-radar commitment, but at nearly 6'2", 200 pounds, multiple years of eligibility remaining, and a 10.59. I think this is one of those things where, you know, people forget about what I think some of these prospects in the junior college ranks can be if they pan out. And SMU has had some success going into the junior college ranks with guys like Danny Gray. Now, Danny's not the comp here, but they do have speed where I think you see Link Rhodes' game kind of be a little bit similar. Is you look at a guy like Brandon Ayuk, who Rob Likens coached at Arizona State, funny enough, and now is you know, one of the best receivers in the NFL. And that's kind of the comp here. This is a, if you go and scroll Link Rhodes' Instagram or Twitter, I mean, he is yoked up. Like, he is going to immediately be one of the guys in that wide receiver room that jumps out at you physically. So the thing now will be getting him up to speed on the playbook, getting him ready to play for this season. But he's a safe addition from the standpoint of you can add him to a room with Jordan Hudson. You can add him to a room with Romello Brinson on the outside and let him, you know, go for it. And really, from what I understand, just talking with some people around his recruitment, a kid that is going to add some toughness to that wide receiver room. And you know, Rob Likens, he needs these guys to pan out this year. He needs Jordan Hudson. He needs Romello Brinson and Link Rhodes to pan out, because this is a passing attack that without Breshard Smith is going to have to step up. And that's a lot of the playmakers around this offense. They're going to have to step up. So you add a guy with 10.59 verified speed, and that's a guy that can roll. So I like this addition. Going to be under the radar overall, of course, but anytime you can flip a guy who is committed to a college football playoff team, which, again, weird to say about Arizona State, but that's something that is the reality. That's what he brings to the table is, you know, he does have some big schools that went after him and liked what they saw. And so they went out west in the Cali JUCOs and plucked him. So Link Rhodes is somebody that SMU will need to get up to speed very quickly. I am not sure right now if he is a spring or summer guy as far as enrolling. So we'll update you guys at On the Pony Express about that. But a recruitment that was pretty cut and dry. You know, they got him in for a visit. He really liked it after committing to Arizona State just a week or so ago and decided to flip his commitment and head to SMU. So Rob Likens gets a much needed boost of speed. And I think everybody can agree that really outside of Moochie Dixon, you really didn't. I mean, Keyshawn Smith can roll, but Moochie was kind of viewed as that burner in that room. They don't have a guy who can really fly on the outside. And you lose Roger Daniels, you lose Jake Bailey in the slot, and of course you add some speed in Daylon Singleton and Jalen Cooper and others, but they needed a boost of speed, and that's what Link Rhodes brings to the table. So I'm intrigued to see how he pans out. Another thing too is SMU can go through the spring, watch this room, see where it stands, and then decide if they're going to go after another prospect in this space and maybe address the room again through the transfer portal. That's something that they can still do. That window in the spring is certainly there. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that. That is another addition to this wide receiver room that, you know, adds Daylon Singleton and Jalen Cooper as early enrollees from the high school ranks, and then Cartarius Brown and Isaiah Robertson come in this summer and jump into the room. So a lot of competition, a lot of different players that need to step up in this room for that group to be successful this year. You know, Kevin Jennings, they address the offensive line. They really went out and continued to kind of upgrade it in a sense. You know, I really like what Addison Nichols is going to bring. They have some guys like Zion Nelson and Josh Bates that you really hope pan out and give you something. You have some key returners, Logan Parr, Savion Bird, PJ Williams. They have a lot of competition of younger guys in that room. So you hope for SMU that they figure that out. But the wide receiver room is a room that needs to step up and raise its game, as does the running back room, of course, that we'll be watching closely to see how those guys do. And SMU can decide from there if they go out and address those positions in the spring. Now, we'll see if they do that, but that is kind of why you saw them toy around with the idea of going after certain guys at wide receiver and certain guys here and there at running back, but they didn't go all in. They want to see what happens in the spring. They also don't want to back the truck up for somebody that they are unsure of. That was something that, you know, schools around the country, I think, are dealing with that as that last push for guys that can get paid a bunch of money before rev share and kind of, you know, game the system a little bit. That's schools around the country that are kind of taking that approach. It's kind of what SMU did here. They retained pretty much everybody that they wanted to. And that is a big deal and is never going to be talked about enough, no matter what school it is that retains most of its talent and then kind of has like just a solid portal class. You know, fans are always going to say, oh, I wish it was top 10, but that is just kind of the day and age we live in. But it says a lot about SMU when they can go out and keep pretty much their entire roster that they wanted to. So, look, spring practice is on the horizon. Things are getting close to basketball for, you know, you guys needing to book your trips to Charlotte for that. SMU pretty much a shoo-in to make the ACC tournament, which would be a big deal in year one. And you guys should be looking your best, which is why I want to remind you guys that we still have our partnership with our friends at Roback, ROBACK.com. Use code PONYEXPRESS20 for 20% off your order at Roback.com. First-time customers only. You get the hoodie, you get the pullover, you get the polo. I'm telling you, it is quite the spread that they have right now. And I'll remind you guys, it's not just SMU gear. The collection for the men's side of things or our lady listeners is pretty incredible. And it's worth going out and using that promo code for 20% off, Pony Express 20. They just dropped their Desert Golf Collection as well, kind of perfectly timed for the Phoenix Waste Management Open, the People's Open that is coming up this week with the Super Bowl weekend coming up. So make sure you guys check out our friends at Roback as well, and they'll take care of you with a great feeling fabric and all the things to make sure you look good for all the SMU events you have in your life. All right, now we get back on track to what it was, a loaded junior day weekend for SMU football. And we will talk some SMU basketball because the Mustangs did take care of business in emphatic fashion against Stanford, making them look like a team that you're wondering, wow, how are they in the top four of the ACC going into that game? But they also had some top recruits on campus. SMU football had as good of a junior day list as I've seen in quite some time. And I'll be honest. I mean, you look at what Rhett Lashley and his staff have done just getting ready for the class of 2026 and beyond. I think you've just got to give them their flowers on what they've been able to do and put together. And as a whole, prospects that are genuinely interested in this program, but also not necessarily taking visits just for, you know, a courtesy. I mean, these are guys that are all, like, I look at the offensive line position group, and we'll talk about it a little bit. You're looking at a group that is, I mean, pretty much a group that everybody that SMU had on campus this weekend, you would feel like SMU is in the top one to two for all of those guys, maybe except for a few. There were a couple guys that they were swinging on this weekend that I felt like are certainly ones that the program still has some, I guess, kind of chipping away to do to get into that top group. But you look at, you know, the offensive line position that Garen Justice has put together for this entire cycle, and SMU is really impressive with who they're going after. And I think that's one of the biggest storylines of this weekend. But let's kind of run down some of the guys. On Sunday, we dropped the story of KJ Edwards, the four-star running back who we talked about, being on campus this weekend, being somebody that SMU has a long way to go with. But I think the big thing is he's going to stay in state. And that's what I'm kind of pushing my early chips on, at least right now. Texas A&M are the biggest challengers there for the four-star running back out of Carthage. But he might not end up at SMU. And I want to lead with this. But the impact of SMU's emergence this season shouldn't be lost on where they end up finishing with regards to some of these blue chip guys, because some of these guys give stock quotes and things like that. I had a great time, you know, felt like family, you know, they're going to be in my final, whatever. But, you know, I think I asked KJ just kind of about this program, what brought him back to SMU, because he's visited a couple times. He obviously has SMU in the mix, but I just right now, I'm not expecting him to end up at SMU. But he said, you know, it's a new era. It is a new era of SMU and watching kids that pick this program over some big time programs. And he said, kids like me that have programs like an Alabama, a Texas, a Texas A&M, an Oregon, you know, you name it, they're after him when it comes to KJ Edwards. And he said, it's a new era that you can go there and you could potentially win a national championship. So I think that's why when you follow recruiting nowadays, so many people have kind of fallen off the recruiting watch of kind of what you want to see from recruits and kind of why maybe you don't necessarily care as much. But for SMU fans, they're a fan base that should be jumping on recruiting even more and more, because when you have guys like John Turntine III on campus, a five-star number one prospect in Texas per On3 right now in the 2026 class, He's in TCU's backyard. He's a TCU legacy. And he is, you know, one of their more consistent visitors. And you can tell that he is really giving SMU a good look. Texas leads the on-3 RPM. But the job that SMU has done recruiting him, I'm telling you guys, I talk to people around their recruitments. And, you know, with a guy like John Turrentine, I don't want to sit here and say, oh, well, SMU's a team to beat and get everybody's hopes up. By no means I want to do that. But what I can tell you is he is a prospect that SMU has really impressed throughout his time being recruited. And it's just not talked about enough. You know, it's not. And when you look at what Texas has done on the offensive line, I mean, they're rightfully firmly in this. He has a top 10 that has the who's who of college football, multiple college football playoff teams, including SMU. He's not going to be one that comes easy. But I talk to people and I just feel like right now it's SMU and Texas, right? Firmly in the mix for John Turrentine. And that's the type of momentum that you hope to build with a junior day like this, getting the last visit, because now you're in a dead period. And getting that last opportunity to impress these guys before they go and then hit official visits in April and May and into June and then make decisions before their senior seasons. But John Turrentine is one that this weekend I came away really feeling a lot better about SMU's chances, just everything I heard kind of about him and how he's approaching it and his willingness to really come by and listen with SMU. They're doing everything they can to get him on board. And the same goes for another local prospect out of Euless Trinity. Papangatoa was back on campus with 35 family members. Now, we talked about it before the weekend, and Katoa matched the total number of prospects that were coming to campus just with his family alone. I mean, they took probably 5 golf carts to get back to the parking garage. So what a blast for them to get on campus. He is being recruited by some of the nation's best. His top 5, which includes SMU, includes Texas, Texas A&M, I think Oklahoma. Just a really stacked group of programs going after him, including Tennessee as well. And I think when you look at what SMU's done here, I think they're really in a strong position here. And he's one of those key guys on that offensive line class that Garen Justice is looking to get on board. And he is, I mean, he's a mountain of a dude. There's no doubt about it. But I think SMU's really done a nice job here positioning themselves well for him. And it would not shock me at all if they came away with him. And that'll be something to keep an eye on. This offensive line class, I kind of said it in the opening, it's a group that I think has the chance to be, I mean, one of the best offensive line classes in the country if it kind of all pans out. I mean, they really have done a nice job teeing this up and getting them into position to have what could be a bunch of blue chip guys swinging into this program and really changing the culture of the offensive line recruiting in the high school ranks. You know, they signed a guy who is one of the best offensive tackles in the country in Dramod Odoms. They were able to get, you know, guys like that to stick through his commitment and stay with the Mustangs. But then they have guys like John and Pup and Zayden Crimpen was back on campus. I mean, they just continue to push all the right buttons in this offensive line class. And I think that's important. It's a group that, you know, Garen Justice has done a really good job, you know, trying to get in a position where they can sign these guys and not just get them on campus a bunch and hope that they can get them in the portal the second time around. I mean, they are in position to have a really strong offensive line class in this 2026 class. And if they don't, I mean, it's going to be something that, you know, SMU is probably going to be pretty disappointed with, because they have done a terrific job to this point of positioning themselves to be among the leaders in some of these recruitments. And I'm going to be really interested to see if there's a position group that I'm watching closest when it comes to this cycle. I would say it's offensive line, because it just seems like they've done such a good job putting together this group and putting together not only the group, but I mean, just to be in position for these guys the way they are. This is the group that I say, okay, if SMU cleans up and does what, you know, it looks like they could very well do with this group, then I mean, this is one of those moments that you might point to, you know, when things changed at SMU, just as far as like the long-term future of recruiting strong offensive linemen and putting them in position to be guys that are developed within the program rather than having to go out and get them through the transfer portal. And they've kind of been inching their way to that over the course of the last really year or so, being able to go out and grab guys that, you know, make a little bit more sense just long-term out of the high school ranks rather than, you know, finding guys that are true projects in a sense. So, you know, kudos to Garen Justice for having the group he did on campus. I mean, he basically had all of his top targets on campus. And one more I'll highlight. And again, you could find the full list at ontheponyexpress.com. But one more I'll highlight, and I mean, there are a bunch more, but I don't want to give away a bunch. You know, but Dejon Moore was a guy out of Willis High School who came up. He's a top 100 prospect on three, a top 10 interior offensive lineman. And he was on campus. He was able to swing through and see what is going on with this program as they continue to, you know, recruit offensive line at a high level. And he's one of the guys that I think SMU made a move for this weekend, quite frankly. With the job that they did with him and his family, he just spoke really highly of it. And we'll be keeping a close eye on this one because he is a really, really, really good looking prospect as well. So really nice kid. It just seemed like he'd fit very well into what SMU is trying to do just on and off the field. And he couldn't have been nicer. He had a great time. So SMU did have a flip target on campus. So be sure to subscribe to ontheponyexpress.com for just $1 for 2 months using code SMU1. That's SMU, the number one, to get all that information on one of the biggest flip targets for SMU out there. So make sure you subscribe today. Go to ontheponyexpress.com for more. Now I want to really kind of focus in on what was a really talented group on campus in the secondary as well. This is a position that I think Ricky Hundley has done a strong job with just as far as recruiting them when it comes to being way out ahead on them. I mean, some of these guys that were on campus, I feel like were players that they've been recruiting now for years. And whether it be the 2026 or 2027 class, one of the prospects I want to talk about is Savorian Martin out of Palestine, Texas, a really long, athletic defensive back, and he left with an offer. You know, Ricky Hundley has a group of prospects that he's been recruiting for a long time in that cornerback room, including Marcel Gibson, who was on campus, one of the best out of South Oak Cliff, a 2027 prospect. That was on campus out of Garland Lakeview Centennial. It was Montre Jackson, a really talented prospect. They were all three on campus. But when you look at a guy like Savorian Martin, you go out there and you scout around and you try to find out where you should maybe dish out some offers in that January period. Well, he was somebody that they went out, saw, got on campus, and they went ahead and they offered him. And I think that's one of the coolest stories is when you get guys and you say, all right, we're going to go out and see them. We're do some area recruiting. You know, Sam Dunham, who is from there, recruits at high school. And then you bring them on campus and you check them out. I mean, Savorian Martin was probably one of the like longest guys on campus that I've seen in a minute. So for Ricky Hundley to dish out this offer, this is a big one. Super nice kid, really interested in SMU. And as you look at his recruitment now, it's really starting to take off a little bit as well. So they picked a good time to get in on this one because it's going to take off. And when you see a Baylor, a Houston, Cal getting in there, Michigan State's offered. Michigan State really does a good job of offering long cornerbacks, I feel like. And I mean, Savorian Martin's kind of a guy that you know really could blow up this spring and summer as he gets more eyes on him over the course of the spring, and with 7-on-7 being a factor as well. I think this is a really smart offer by the staff. And they dished out a couple. So be sure, again, to just hang out with us at ontheponyexpress.com. Got more information on those guys as well for you in case you're looking for that juice on SMU football recruiting. And if there's one guy that I want to spotlight for you guys that might be a little bit of a sleeper, again, we did make an on-3 RPM pick off of this weekend, but another player that I'm going to spotlight for you guys who has the who's who of college football kind of after him right now is Yaya God. He's out of Medina, Tennessee, goes to South Gibson High School. And you probably say, first of all, where's Medina? Yes, same here. And even my wife, who's from Tennessee, did not know where that is, at least off the top of her head. And Yaya really is somebody that I think is so intriguing because he has the mental makeup that you want when you look at somebody who's going to be successful at the next level. First of all, very self-driven, a beast in the weight room. I saw him. So I was interviewing a kid on campus and Yaya walked by and I saw him and I'm telling you, his calves were like tree trunks. So looking forward to catching up with him. SMU is firmly in the mix here. They did extend an offer to him and have now become, I think, one of his top schools. I know he was excited about the visit. It was one that the program, you know, was really interested to see how it would pan out because, you know, he has Florida. He has Florida State. He was supposed to be at Florida State, USC this weekend. Texas hosted him earlier this month. Tennessee is keeping tabs on him. Florida State has offered. Florida has offered. Georgia has offered and hosted him for a visit. This fall for a game, Ole Miss has offered him, and he's taken multiple visits there. But, man, what an absolute kind of just freaky-looking prospect just from his size that jumps out at you just right off the bat. And he told our on-three Steve Wiltfong that the visit was great overall. Love to see what the coaches had to say about the program and the direction it has taken. I can definitely see myself playing there and getting a great education as well. So huge opportunity for SMU to make a move. I, at this point, would expect SMU to host him for an official visit, but we'll see kind of what the next few months brings as far as the overall landscape for SMU with this class and kind of what they've been able to put together and things like that. By that point, they are recruiting some in-state guys as well. But man, I think the size there, you go out of state and just go ahead and go for it when it comes to what he can bring to the table just from size. And again, his mental maturity and all of those things just really, really stood out overall. So looking forward to catching up with him more on where things stand for him and just seeing what SMU can dig up there when it comes to Yaya God. So that's probably the sleeper prospect that was on campus for SMU that you look at and you just name and just kind of where he's from and all of that. And you're wondering, oh, okay. All right. Sure. We'll see how that goes. But no, that was a big time prospect that SMU had on campus. So, all right, before we go any further, guys, I do want to remind you guys that of one of our new sponsors, and that is My Perfect Franchise. Andy Ludeke is a franchise consultant. If you're looking to get out of the corporate rat race for the American dream, if you're looking for a side hustle while working your current job, or if you want to just build wealth in a different way, Andy is a franchise consultant and a franchise owner, and he can help you find the franchise that fits your skill set, financial requirements, time to commit, and more. His services are 100% free, and he's here to help if you have questions about business ownership. So reach out to him today, 404-973-9901, or email him, andy@myperfectfranchise.net. That's A-N-D-Y, Ludicky, who runs My Perfect Franchise. He's been a great friend to us at On the Pony Express and On3 for many, many years. He can help you through the process of business ownership and just see what he could turn up for you and see if there's a good fit for you and your family as you look at owning a franchise and going down that route. So again, he's going to swing through for an SMU game. He's friends with the Ooters. They've got Miles and Graham on the SMU football team. So Andy's all bought into the Mustangs. He was asking me a bunch of questions about the direction of the team when we booked his sponsorship. So excited about him. But let's get to SMU basketball. They do get a big win over Stanford, just dominant. Really, really, really impressive for Andy Enfield and his staff to have the guys prepared and get that 85-61 win over Stanford. And I mean, Stanford closed with a 13-2 run, which is kind of is what it is when you're up 30. SMU was close. I don't know if they ended up getting there, but they were real close to hitting that 40-point lead. The largest lead was with 5:42 to go, 36 points. And SMU got some guys in there, kind of different lineup in the last, like, after the under four, basically. They had four turnovers their last 5:18. So some of the box score just really ended up just looking a little different overall. But SMU shot 53% from the field. Stanford shot 33%. SMU shot 50% from three-point range. Maxine Renaud led Stanford, was the second leading scorer behind Ozaiah Sellers with 18 points, 10 rebounds. So he still got his double-double, but he shot 6 of 17 from the field. So a really impressive performance by SMU, who did get Samet Yigitolu back in the lineup. So a big deal to have SMU back. They rested him for that game. And they were able to, you know, get him ready to go for that matchup against the Cardinal. And SMU, again, getting the job done. You know, they needed a win here at home against a good opponent, and they got that. But oh, by the way, they did it with one of their top prospects and targets in attendance in 2026, four-star forward Austin Goosby. He's one of the best in the country, top 50 prospect on On3, 30th best prospect on the On3 industry ranking. His brother is an offensive lineman at the University of Texas, Trevor, but he does play for Nick Moore at Melissa High School. He made the trek over. They also had one of their top 2027 targets on campus. So check out, again, ontheponyexpress.com for more on that. Looking forward to chatting more with Austin Goosby and kind of getting his full breakdown, but I do know he enjoyed it. We chatted for a brief second while he was going back to his seat. But this is, look, what Andy Enfield and his staff have envisioned, you know, when it comes to recruiting high-level players, getting them in front of a moody crowd. That was really good, I felt like, Saturday. All things considered, that SMU hasn't given them a reason to expect them to get a big win at home. Maybe this is the moment that SMU really kind of turns people's opinions of this team. You know, there was a lot of buzz. President Bush was there. Tony Romo was there. Rasheed Rice, Roger Daniels, a bunch of people were back in Moody for that one. So it kind of felt like a little bit of old Moody. I thought the students were great. There was a lot of positive, just loud noises when Samet made that three and then finished with that alley-oop, and Cario Oquendo had a couple dunks. I mean, it was popping in there. So just continuing to build that momentum with prospects and getting them around this school and this program that they're, you know, trying to build in the right direction was a good thing. So SMU did have him on campus. Appreciate all the people that asked me after I chatted with him who that was. So if you're listening and you're not a subscriber, go ahead and subscribe. Again, $1 for 2 months with SMU One. That's SMU the number one. But yeah, Austin Goosby was back. He was there for the Duke game, as was a couple other prospects that were on campus. So this was a really nice win to cap what was a really good week at home. And now they face a tough Virginia Tech team. up in Blacksburg, a long trip, you know, that's not easy to make. And so SMU is going out there and going to try to keep things going. Virginia's kind of middle of the pack. They're just behind Pittsburgh, who was kind of rolling to start ACC play and then has kind of fallen off a little bit as of late. But it's another tough task. You know, there's no nights off in this league. You know, Virginia Tech just barely beat Virginia in their last meeting. So good opportunity for SMU to get another road win, and they played well on the road. So big opportunity for SMU to do that. I believe it's Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Central. So we'll have your coverage. SMU does have their national signing day event Wednesday. So we'll get to talk with the coaches, the assistants, Rhett Lashley. And then there's an event. I'll be at the event as well. So make sure you guys come up, say hello, and looking forward to getting to meet some of you guys as SMU introduces its 2025 signing class. So hope you guys have enjoyed this edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. Also check out our other sponsors, statusjet.com and the Thomas Auto Group, for more great deals that they have to offer On the Pony Express subscribers. So we appreciate all of you guys for listening and supporting the On the Pony Express podcast. I'll catch you guys later this week with another edition. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the On the Pony Express podcast with Billy Embody.
Follow us on your socials on X at SMUon3 and on Instagram at On3SMU.
And keep it locked to OnThePonyExpress.com for more coverage.